Phoenix Audio presents
Bittersweet by Laverl Spencer. The room held a small refrigerator stocked with soft drinks, a circle of worn, comfortable chairs, and a smeared green chalkboard that said, Grief Group, 2 to 3 o'clock. Maggie Stern entered with 5 minutes to spare, ambled across the room to the window, and looked down. Outside, Seattle and Puget Sound hid behind a curtain of gray. Rain. So much rain and the entire winter of it ahead. She sighed, thinking of facing it alone, and turned from the window just as two other members of the group arrived. Nelda, mid-60s, asked Maggie, "Your daughter leaves for college this week, right?" "Yep," Maggie replied with false brightness. "2 more days." "You call if it gets rough, will you?" Maggie nodded. Dr. Feldstein walked in. "Looks like everyone's here. Let's get started." "Shouldn't we wait for Tammy?" Maggie asked. Dr. Feldstein replied, "Tammy won't be with us today. She took an overdose of sleeping pills, and she's still in intensive care. We're going to be dealing with that today." "Will she live?" "We don't know that yet. It's touch and go."
"Well, why didn't she call one of us?" Maggie asked. "We would have helped her."
"If she chose not to call any of us," Dr. Feldstein said, "there was no way we could have helped her."
"But she is us," Margaret reasoned. "And if she could do it, none of you are safe, right?"
"Wrong."
They talked about it. Then Dr. Feldstein announced an exercise. He placed a chair in the center of the room. "We're going to say goodbye today to someone or something that has hindered our getting better. We're going to put it in that chair and say goodbye to it out loud." There was silence.
"Claire," Dr. Feldstein said softly.